T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AccuWeather predicting a high of 49 today, and as our in-depth investigation of the winter that wasn't continues, most of us are still not complaining. But those of us with allergies may be complaining soon, if we're not already, as John Montone reports live from Lower Manhattan this morning. John?
Well, Lee, if you've spotted a flower pushing its way through the warm, wet earth or buds on trees, you're not alone, and Rutgers allergist Dr. Leonard Bieleri tells 1010 Winds, keep the hankies handy because pollen is in the air.
It's predominantly from maple and cedar trees that are seeing an earlier sprout because of the weather being warm.
And that means a longer season of wheezing and sneezing.
Normally we would see it by March 1st or the second week in March. So I've seen it over the past 2 weeks. Yeah, that's 2 to 3 weeks easily earlier.
But at least no one's had a heart attack shoveling the snow. John Montone, 1010 Winds, reporting live from very mild Lower Manhattan.